Well, hi again. Considering this, I might have one more Sunday before Armageddon. Oh God, that'll make sense if you have read a post on my profile. If not, it's a joke. Don't worry about it. Anyway. Since this may be my last Sunday, I'm not 100% sure. I'm gonna go ahead and hit you with the ol' It's Sunday, my dude. Never mind, I'm not gonna talk about that. things to note. I am extra dehydrated lately, like the last couple of days. So I apologize in advance for how much water I'm gonna have to drink. And I just like, I probably keep having to reapply like lip balm because it just like disappears. So I apologize for all the extra noises and pauses. I've also had this cough that they think is a side effect from this like harsh medication I take. So I apologize in advance for coughing and clearing my throat as well. I'm just a fucking mess. I don't know why. I don't know why you bother listening. Shit, hold on. I turn on my battery saver. Okay. Sorry if you heard the taps. So, I intended to record this. I was about to say film. Dear God. I intended to record this several hours ago. But I'm kind of a giant slut, and I've fell down a rabbit hole on a porn site, and I lost track of time. So, here we are, and I don't have too much time, so I'm skipping a lot of the, like, self-teasing. I don't know, we'll see. Visual concept. I have my tights and panties completely off. I don't want to waste time. And it's also really hot here. I have my black knee-high socks on, of course. And I've already taken my bra off under my shirt. And people have asked me why I tend to keep a shirt on. And that's mostly because I just find that the kind of, like, playing with my tits that I do is a lot harder when it's skin on skin. Like, my skin will catch on my skin. And I kind of like that. Like, when I do that, like, swiping under. I'm doing it right now. I don't know if you can hear the fabric. Like swiping from right under my armpit, under the bottom of my breast, and then like grabbing and squeezing it as I pull up, brush. I can't think. If you've heard me describe it before, I'm sure I did a better job then. That's a lot harder with nothing in between the skin, so especially because it's warm now. Like, if I sweat at all, it's gonna be a whole thing. So, plus, I like the whole pushing up a shirt, slutty clothes kind of desperation thing, which I know I've said before. Anyway, let's see, here it is. My apologies. Sorry, like jump scare cough there. The shirt that I have on, which is more or less the only clothing I have on, is like a thin, soft, oversized, like forest green, long sleeve that I have, you know, the sleeves pulled up with a really deep V neck. which is why I don't wear it out. It's a pajamas at home kind of guy. I'd be flashing the entire world if I bent over in this thing. So, right now, I'm on my back, kind of like half sitting. I'm still doing that. What did I say? Sweeping, swooping, swiping. One of those S words. Move, I guess. To my tits. Mostly my right one because I'm holding my phone in my left hand. What was I saying? You can. I don't listen back to these, but I'd imagine that there's generally a pretty identifiable moment when I go from like fairly normal on your brain to horny brain, as one of you calls it. I like totally forget the fuck I'm talking about. Hopefully you find that endearing and not super fucking annoying. Right, yeah, I'm kind of mostly lying in a half sitting with my legs just out in front of me. My thighs, like, pinned together. And I haven't started humping the air yet, which is a bit surprising for me. Oh, and I have my hair in a braid today because it kept getting in my way. It was really annoying me. So, for those of you who like braids, enjoy the image, I guess. I'm gonna cough, sorry. I haven't, like, moved from this position as, after I sat down, but I can, like, I haven't squirmed or anything. I can already feel how fucking wet I am. Like, I don't want to get, like, too graphic about it, but, it's getting everywhere and I can feel it. I guess I'll just leave it at that. I mentioned this on my profile, but, I should mention it for those of you who find this down the road. I'm celebrating, I guess. Biting the bullet. I don't know how you'd want to phrase it. But since I have limited time before my temporary hiatus that I'm not choosing to do, squeezing and manhandling my tits a lot harder, if that explains why I can't think. Fuck. Right, I'm like, biting the bullet before I have to take a little time off from here. And, I'm gonna do my very best to take this stupidly fucking big dildo that I bought because I don't understand measurements and how big things are in real life. So I'm excited but nervous about it, and kind of the only reason I'm spending any time of the limited time I have left for tonight playing with my tits is because I want to be as wet as possible for this thing, because I don't, it's so dumb, but I think I don't use lube unless it's for ass stuff. It's like a point of pride. I don't know, it's fucking dumb. But I want to at least try that first, so just trying to make sure that I'm as prepared as I can be, I guess. Brought my knees up to like a bent position where my knees are pointing at the ceiling. Because I started rocking my hips and it feels better and is easier to do in this position. Part of me wants to just keep doing what I'm doing to hopefully make this giant fucking cock easier to take. But the majority of me is just really fucking impatient. Okay. I can't fucking wait. Okay. I hate to do this at this very second, but I need to drink some water, clear my throat, and reapply my lip balm. Be very quick. The joys of constant dehydration, let me tell you. That was my lip balm, by the way, not my pussy. If you heard it, the wet sound. Sorry, I feel like I like. Pull the fast one on. Okay. All right, fuck. Jesus Christ, this thing must. I'm so bad at estimating weight, but this is like at least a pound. No joke. Okay. I'm wondering if I should put a pillow under my hips. I feel like I need as much access. Sorry, I'm gonna be passing the phone back and forth in my hand. As much access as I can possibly get with this thing. Oh God. Okay. I think the pillow is as comfortable as it's gonna get. And I'm gonna. I'm like nervous. I'm gonna go ahead and. With one hand at a time, pull my ass cheeks apart so I can get like as spread as possible. Okay. And I'm putting a. Sorry, I gotta move this loud thing here. Ugh. Putting a pillow under one of my knees so I don't hurt myself. Excuses for stalling now. Okay. I'm gonna start by just running the head up and down to spread all that wetness I worked so hard for. Spread more somehow. Jesus Christ. How? Yeah, reasonable size, my ass. Don't ever trust the reviews when you're trying to figure out what size dick you could take. Sorry. Okay. I'm just nervous. Okay, even like when I run the head over, like my actual cunt, I'm just like, there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. Without anything having been inside of me before this. Today, I'm just not sure. This thing is so big, I can't even get the ridge of the head past my teeth in my mouth. Otherwise, I'd suck it to get it nice and wet, but it's gonna get stuck in my mouth, and I'm gonna be in the ER trying to explain. Sorry, I'm in such a silly mood today. I'm not high, I swear. Okay, fuck. I just gotta go for it. Okay, I've got the head lined up. First, I guess moderate pressure, because that mild pressure is doing nothing. It's just like my cunt, it's just like absolutely not. Like, let me look and see if I can tell. It's like half an inch of the head that I got in. Jesus Christ. Fuck. This would be so much easier if it was like your giant cock versus silicone or whatever this is. It's just, it grabs everything. Got like most of the head in. I'm trying to get over the ridge, which I think is probably the widest part of it. I don't want to pull it out to check. I think. Oh God, I'm so fucking stretched out. It kind of feels like when you like gently, accidentally like pull a muscle, which sounds terrible, but that like muscular kind of like burning sensation. It feels like that. But in like the most satisfactory way. I guess. I'd imagine if you weren't like particularly submissive or masochistic, maybe. I'm like a little bit, I guess. It would not feel good, but it makes me very proud, and I enjoy that. It's more just that, like, even though I'm so fucking wet, there's just too much surface area on this fucking thing. Like, if I really don't want Ass lube. Oh fuck, I think I'm gonna have to. There's just Let me pull that out. I didn't even get lube out, sorry. Oh, I feel so... I'm grabbing it, sorry for the noise. I feel so, like, disappointed in myself. God damn it. Oh, I forgot I was sitting on a pillow. God damn it, this whole thing's a shit show. Okay. Maybe it's because I was sitting on a pillow. I'm not a fucking quitter. I don't want to quit. But I'm just not quitting. But I don't know how to describe it. All you fellow subby boys and girls out there probably get what I mean. Alright, I'm going to try to get in this position without the pillow before I give in. Just spit on it. Why didn't I think of that? That feels like not as much cheating. Of course, I have no spit, Jesus. All of my spit going to fucking myself instead of keeping my mouth wet. Tell me a slut. Tell me you're a slut without telling me you're a slut. I sincerely hope that you guys are okay with this being kind of like a funnier audio so far. Okay. A little more spit for the head. I'm gonna give it a go again. Personally, my hands all slippery. Thanks so much. God damn it. Alright, I'm trying to get it like even situated back. Oh my god, this is too small for this. Alright, let's see, before my spit dries. I'm almost all the way. Got it. It's fine. So it'll go. It has balls on it, so it's kind of like a stop gap. I don't know if that's the word. Fuck. Stopper. Yeah. And I just have the base of it pinned against the bed to keep it in me, because I'll just shoot it out. I mean, if I can take a second to get used to the size, because holy shit. Oh my god. I don't know how to describe it. It's like incredibly, what's the word? Gratiating? Ingratiating? Whatever. It's not my night. I feel very satisfied and proud and full and like whole, I guess, like WHOLE. But also, my god, that like morning sensation I was talking about, where you can just like feel that your muscles are trying very hard to stretch. Maybe a little too hard. It's is especially strong right at the, I guess, like, top of my cunt. Like, if you were to go down from my clit, the first part you'd hit would be the part that's, like, super struggling with this. While I wait to get a little accommodated, I already am, just gently rubbing it around my clit to hopefully kind of relax my body on it. Insane. It's so big in me that it's like shifted. This is not terrible. Like, shifted the anatomy of like where my clit is, I think, a little bit. It feels different. It feels different. I imagine it's because it's like, I don't fucking know. It's different. Something's changed. It's like pinning it in a different way. It's not like weird or whatever. It feels fine. It's just like the whole area is a lot tighter, I guess. I don't know. But it's actually making my clit like extra sensitive. Yes. Whatever, I don't care why. So I'm having to circle like really, really far around it. Not touch it directly. Which I generally don't do very much anyway, because I'm just too sensitive. But usually I'll like get a little hard on myself and over it a couple of times, but I don't think I can right now. Best way I can kind of compare this to anything else. Like, I think I've mentioned it before with like overstimulation or like slaps. Slaps or like impact play. It's like that first little while. It's like riding that border between pain, like properly painful and really pleasurable. The longer you just sit with it, the more it kind of tips the balance into really fucking pleasurable. And I think I'm right at that point where it's 90% pleasure. 10% like discomfort, and part of the reason I think sorry, I'm sure that's annoying. Part of the reason that I think it's like that percentage is because I've recently noticed my hips like pushing down into the bed to try to make the dildo move a little bit. So if my body has decided that it wants to get fucked, I think it's kind of over the discomfort part. Oh my god, okay. I don't know if I'll, like, actually even be able to move this thing in and out of me. This could be my lip stuff again. Sorry to disappoint. Fuck, it's so fucking good. Jesus. I don't know if I'm gonna, like, actually be able to properly fuck myself with this thing, because I'm just, like, it's just too big for my fucking pussy. But I'm gonna give it my very best. I do feel a sense of achievement that I got it, though. So I'm actually just gonna take a second to kind of, since it sounds so stupidly, like, scientific, like, rotate it around its axis, like stirring a pot, I guess. To just kind of push those muscles a little bit further and try to loosen them up. But fuck. I also get to feel big fucking head deep in me, pressing on all fucking sides of me, and it feels really fucking good. Okay, fuck, alright. I'm gonna try pulling it out part of the way. Wish me luck. Oh my god. It's like actually suctioned. Oh god. Fuck. Holy shit. Okay. I'm gonna have to lube it. It got, like, more or less, like, stuck halfway in me. It was, like, creating a vacuum. Jesus Christ. God. I'm not even sure how, like, sexy this is gonna be versus just, like, funny and pathetic. That's not even enough lube. Oh my god. This thing is too fucking big. Okay, fuck it. I've never put this much lube on anything. This is so dumb. So fucking dumb. Okay. I'm holding it between my, like, heels. Trying my best to get lube on it. So stupid. I hope you're having a good time, though. I am, in a weird way. Okay. Now let's... Oh god, I'm trying to grab it now. Jeez. So slippery. How did I end up not looping the head? Oh, god. Okay. Now I gotta wipe my fucking hand off. Oh. Let's go. Let's try it. Like, I guess grab it, like, behind the balls, because it's so slippery. And I'm gonna see what I can do. The ridge of the head is, like, the hardest part. I got it in, and I'm gonna try to take it out with it. It's just literally bigger than like the circumference of my pussy. Okay, I'm gonna try actually moving it now. Oh my god. Oh my god. God, I gotta not go too fast. I gotta tell myself not to go too fast. I'm gonna like actually hurt myself if I do. Huh. Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. Oh my fucking god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Holy shit. Holy shit. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking come. I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Ah! I like, can't even hear it because I don't think it's actually like moving in and out of me. Like, it's just like pulling the skin up and down. I don't know how to describe it. Point is, I can feel it moving inside of me. I'm just really slowly stroking, like, up the bottom wall of my pussy toward my tailbone, and then swiveling up and briefly putting pressure on my G-spot before I start the whole thing again. I'm so fucking clamped down on this thing, like, it's gonna be a thing to get it out of me, even with the loom. So, I'm thinking, when I get brave enough to do that, I probably will continue with at least the smaller dildo, because like I genuinely think I could hurt myself with this. And although it's not as embarrassing, I think, as going to the ER or A&E, whatever you want to call it, with a giant dildo like stuck in your mouth. I wouldn't love explaining how I got so injured to them either. down here. So, fuck, I'm just gonna have to pull. I'm just gonna have to. Okay. Fuck. Incredibly hard to get out. Wow. Okay. I'm actually like gonna feel. I'm like so worried. I'm like actually properly stretched out. No, surprisingly not. Like, maybe it's the position I'm in. I don't know, but it doesn't feel very different to normal. Hey, good for me, I guess. Okay, fuck. I think I'm gonna take a drink and play with my. Maybe I'll put my vibrator on my clit, like, be nice to myself for a minute. My poor, poor pussy. Jesus. I think I'm gonna do that just to give it. I'll probably use this smallest dildo just to kind of try to make up for the damage I'm sure I'm doing. So I'm gonna turn on this vibrator. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. That's the lowest setting. Fuck. I'll fucking dig it. I just need a minute. I'm playing with my tits again. Hopefully cross that line I was talking about earlier between like almost too much and really fucking good. Fuck, I'm gonna have to like properly grab my tits. Oh, fuck you. Fuck. Okay, fuck you. Okay. It's right on. Right about to, like, spill over that line to just feel really fucking good. Hurt my fucking tits. Fucking squeeze them. Fucking squeeze them. Fucking mark them. Manhandle. Fucking manhandle. Show me how fucking strong you are. I'm gonna change it to a pattern, I think. Oh god, that's torture mode. I don't deserve that right now. Tongue mode. Fuck yes, eat my fucking pussy. Eat my fucking pussy, I deserve it. I deserve it for taking that whole fucking thing. Please. I've been such a good fucking girl. Taking that whole fucking thing. Please. I deserve more. Please. Don't stop. I can feel it fucking building. Please don't stop. Please don't. Please keep licking my fucking pussy. Please. Please. Fuck it. I'm close. I'm fucking close. Please make me come. Please make me come. Please. Please. Fuck it. Hurry. Why your fucking teeth get ass? I can take it for you. So fucking intense. Oh, Oh my God, you're right. You're fucking right. Oh, you're always fucking right. You fucking. I want to make my body feel so fucking good. So fucking good. God. You know my pussy's so fucking well. I'm sorry. I doubted you. Let me fucking come again. Like, come on. Is that my reward? Thank you, sir. Fuck, thank you. Thank you. It feels so fucking good. It feels so fucking good. Oh my God. Just make me fucking come. Oh my fucking God. I don't even know, like, how like the words to describe that. Describe like the mental part of it, I guess. I don't know how how to describe the physical part. God, my arms are shaking. Like, it felt like that, like, satisfaction of actually getting fucked by a person, you know? Not like bullshit you're making up. Not bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, scenarios that you're making up in your own head. I know if you guys say I have to switch hands, my arm is shaking. I don't know if you guys notice that difference like I do, but, like, apart from the physical differences, obviously, there's a different, like, headspace, I guess, for me. Sorry if I'm talking really quietly. I'm just like, I'm just fucked up. I'll try to be a little louder. But it just had that. Satisfaction is really the only word I can think of. Not like intimacy. I don't know. Sorry, I'm rambling. Gonna check. You're gonna hear my phone clicking, sorry. Actually, I'm gonna tap it. I'm gonna check. Oh my god, it's already an hour. Fucking it. Fuck it, I'm gonna go for at least one more with my normal, like, kind to my pussy dildo. Like, I'm curious to see how this even feels afterward. Okay, I don't know why I'm wasting time the fucking talking. Okay. I feel like this is, like, my, like, palate cleanser, I guess. God, I can't even hold my phone up. My arm is so shaky. This feels so... like, I don't even have it in me. I just have it lined up, and it feels so small now. It's like a very reasonably sized dick, and it just feels tiny because of that stupid fucking dildo. Oh my god. My face hurts from smiling. Okay, I'm just gonna do the same thing and run it up and down a bit. Oh my god. It's so fucking sensitive. Put it fucking in me. Put it fucking in me, please. Please put it. Please. Please. I want you inside of me, please. I was worried that this would just be like, I don't know, too small feeling after that, but no, it feels just as challenging as usual. Oh my god, fuck yes. Oh god. This somehow actually feels like even fucking better. I have no idea why. Oh. I just have it. completely fucking bottomed out. I'm pushing it as hard as I can. And I'm just rotating it like I did with the other one. Fuck. Oh my god, you feel so fucking good. You feel so fucking good. Ugh, you feel like you're just fucking made to fit in me perfectly. Your dick is fucking perfect. It's fucking perfect. Fucking perfect. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, fuck yes. Fuck yes, right fucking there. Right there. That's the fucking spot. That's the fucking spot. That's the fucking spot. It's just me to hit my fucking G-spot. I'm gonna fucking squirt on you. I'm gonna fucking squirt on you. I'm gonna squirt on you. Fucking god. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Reward me. Reward me for being such a good fucking movie. Please, sir. Please make me fucking squirt on you. Fuck. Slowly, thank you. Bring me down from that, please. Oh, you're so fucking good to me. Oh, you're so fucking good to me. Thank you. You want me to fucking squirt for you again? Yes. Thank you. Fuck. Jesus Christ, I don't think I've teared up from coming. I won't say that like I'm like properly crying. But there's definitely something happening up here. I thought that was like a movie cliche. I also almost fucking fainted twice during like during two different orgasms because I'm so bad at like holding my breath when I come. Okay, I'm all right. That whole session or whatever. I guess that's what I've been calling them because I guess I'm, I don't know, kind of used to it in like the DS world. Kind of. And I don't know what the fuck else to call these. God, there is a point to that. Can't think. Oh, right, that whole session just kind of hit different. Like, not in a bad way, just very unique. My brain is just kind of, like, blank. In a good way. But I'm just kind of like, what? I guess I'm gonna take this out now. I never like take them out right after I come. Sometimes I'll like eject them when I come, but if I don't, just shoot them out of my cunt into the stratosphere. Because I clamped down so hard on them, then I'll just leave them in for a while. And that's probably, sorry, you might hear me wiping all the lube off my hand with a baby wipe. I think that might be part of the problem. I mean, if you want to look at it as a problem, about why I just keep going. Like, make an informed adult decision and take the fucking cock out of your cunt, and maybe you won't, these won't be over an hour long each time. But, you know, in the last, like, couple of months, I've come to accept and embrace that I'm just kind of a huge fucking slut. if that means just leaving a dildo in for like fucking up to like 15, 20, 25 minutes, I'll just forget that it's there. until I'm like, oh hey. Then I have to fuck it. I have to go again. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I think I'm gonna cut it here, both for time's sake, as far as like my scheduling, because I do have to clean up before I go pick up my roommate. But also just for my poor fucking pussy's sake. This is a poor girl. She's been through a lot today. In the future, I am promising myself right now on recording that I will treat trying to take this fucking thing like ass training, you know, and I will start with the small one and then the pink one, which is also entirely too big. It's so fucking big. And only then will I try to take this stupid fucking dildo. Like, I'm confident. Well, no, I shouldn't say I'm confident. It makes more sense in my mind. Enjoy that motorcycle, by the way. It makes more sense in my mind that it would be much easier for me to take the exact same size, shape, whatever, cock, if it were an actual cock. I think a big part of the problem with this one is just the material it's made of, and it just sticks to any skin it touches, like even when it's lubed up. So I don't know. That's my problem. If you're taking this stupidly big, hit me up. I'm just joking. Oh. Okay, fuck. I'm gonna shut up and start cleaning up and all that bullshit, and like go make sure that my pussy's okay. Yeah, it doesn't hurt or anything, but I'm just like looking at this fucking thing lying next to me. It's obscene. So I'm a little worried. I guess I'll see how I feel tomorrow when I'm like having to walk around and stuff. Okay, I'm losing my fucking mind. I guess this is bye for now. I imagine I can't imagine not having at least one more audio to post before my forced hiatus, so I, if I'm so inclined, may say like a more proper kind of temporary goodbye that then. Why am I still talking? Oh my god. Okay, have a good night or day or evening or dawn or dusk or fucking whatever. If you're in Finland, have a good 90% of the day be daytime, including the night. Bye. Bye.